Good morning, girls. 1957, and the Bobettes takes you all the way back to grade school. If you were born when I was, that is.
One, two, three, hey. Look at Mr. Lee. Three, four, five, hey. Look at him jive.
Yes. Mr. Lee there. That's the sound of the Bobettes here in the mighty Teddy's Media Radio with yours truly, your buddy Chuck Weber. And, you know, so many of these singers have passed on into Never Never Land. And 1 year ago, that is from this time in May, Eddie Lewis of the Olympics sang Western Movies and Big Boy Pete and some other songs. And Eddie is no longer with us, along with Curtis Womack of the Valentinos, It's All Over Now. Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers Band died a year ago from 2018, that is. He died in 2017, and Greg Allman did the Ramblin' Man, among other songs. There's Jimmy Scott of the G-Clefs. Jimmy Hayes of the Persuasions. That did Mr. Bassman. Jimmy Hayes there is no longer with us. And then going up to the month of December, some of those who will never walk this way again include David Cassidy, Warren Moore of the Miracles, and in August of 2017, Glenn Campbell passed away. He's now a star in the sky there, you might say. 1967 with Gentle on My Mind. Around 69 with the Wichita Lion Man, and by the time I get to Phoenix, Mr. Glenn Campbell, rest in peace. In October, we lost Jimmy Beaumont, the lead singer of the Skyliners. He sang that great song, Since I Don't Have You, This I Swear, and It Happened Today. Jimmy Beaumont to sing. Since I Fell for You.
Well, since I fell for you, I fell for you, fell for you.
That's the sound of the late, great Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners with Since I Fell for You from the 50s. Here are the Chuck Weber Solid Gold Spectacular, as we continue with the obit list there from 2017 and the first month. Bobby Freeman leads the list there. Bobby passed away in January with great songs that he left us. Come On and Swim and Do You Want to Dance. There was Sylvester Potts of the Contours, who's no longer here, and he sang Shake Shake Cherry and Do You Love Me. Sunny Day, the Sly and the Slick and the Wicked, has gone on to the next world, wherever he's going to be going. Peter Sarsted, Where Do You Go to My Lovely? Buddy Greco, who sang Mr. Lonely, among many other great 40s songs. Tony Alsop, or rather Tommy Alsop of the Crickets, is no longer here. Marvel Thomas of Stax Records, a studio musician. And Butch Trucks of the Allman Brothers Band is also no longer here. Richard Ingwe of the Soul Survivors, who did the Expressway to Your Heart back in 1967. Richard Ingwe, I believe, I-N-G-U-I. Ronald Bingo Mundy of the Marcells with Blue Moon and Heartaches. Joey Powers, Meet Me at Midnight Mary, or simply Midnight Mary. Then the disc jockey, Herb Oscar Anderson, HOA, has gone to the great record Hop in the Sky. Legendary DJ from WABC. Carl Perkins was born in 1932. His greatest fame, Blue Suede Shoes. The rock and roll lifestyle almost destroyed Carl Perkins and his marriage many times through the years. It did destroy his brother Clayton and it had destroyed thousands of other rockers. Carl Perkins died of a fatal stroke in January 1998 at age 65. To Pastor Hamill of the Assembly of God in Tennessee, Elvis Presley once said, "Pastor, I'm the most miserable young man you've ever seen. I've got all the money I've ever need to spend. I got millions of fans. I've got friends. But I'm doing what you taught me not to do, and I'm not going to do the things you taught me to do." And that's from the book Hungry for Heaven by Steve Turner. Elvis didn't drink, but he abused drugs most of his life, and finally that ended his life forever and his career. He threw into a rage. He often did crude jokes. From the book Tragedy Follows the Music Lifestyle and His Mystical Religion, Gene Vincent, one of the fathers of rock and roll, died drunk in 1971 at 36 of hemorrhaging and a seizure. His hit Bebopaluya had sold over 9 million copies in his lifetime, but he died broke. We're going to hear from Elvis right now, perhaps sung to one of his close friends, called Fool.
Fool, you didn't have to hurt her. Fool, you didn't have to lose her. Fool, you only had to love her. But now her love.
Sleepy Nighttime Sounds from Elvis Presley here on the Chuck Weber Show. That was from 1973. Elvis Presley, who died in 1977. Hiram Hank Williams, born in 1923 and died in 53. And, of course, he was famous for hillbilly boogie music such as Rudy Tootie and Hey Good Lookin'. He had a great influence on early rock and roll, and he died young in 53.
The Fabulous 50 Good Music Survey.
Just one.
Can be number one.
Just one.
And this is it.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other. Until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want, I have. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever. Forever till the end of time. Oh, 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 oh. Sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want, I have. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever. Forever.
Yes, from high atop the Teddy's Media Radio building, The Drifters and Solid Gold, 1960, it's magic.
Cap and gown, you'll be so pretty in your cap and gown. But I'll imagine it's a wedding gown on our graduation day. On your head, you're gonna wear a graduation ring. But I'll imagine it's a wedding ring on our graduation day.
Oh, this next number is really a guess. Girls and guys, the Guess Who? A Canadian pop group, solo singer Randy Bachman, who sang with BTO, and the flip side of the song Laughing in 1969. It's a number 10 hit. Some of the lyrics go like this. It's too late, she's gone too far. She's lost the sun and she's come undone. Too many mountains and not enough stairs to climb. Too many churches and not enough truth. Too many people and not enough eyes to see. Too many lives to lead and not enough time. It's too late, she's gone, she's come undone. Cummins and the Guess Who, and some believe that there is a Bachman-Turner overdose with Randy Bachman was in there somewhere. Yeah, fantastic sounds, and 1969, the solid gold year, and good guy Chuck Weber. Some of the things pop music singer Connie Stevens did not get into or promote were death, demonic destruction, supernatural and idolatry, Eastern mysticism, black magic, blasphemy, occult, witchcraft, sadism, suicide, sodomy, seances, and spiritualism, or TM. But here's what she did get into. Nice music and just making you feel all the harmonics of it. 1962, it is Connie Stevens here on the Chuck Weber Show. Connie, let's hear it.
Words that will live till the end of time. Oh, Mr. Songwriter.
That's Just a Guess. Connie Stevens on the Chuck Weber Soiree and Teddy's Media Radio Musicale. And great songs coming up for you. So a couple of more sounds left for you, and then we'll be out of here. But a couple of sounds here for you, and I hope you enjoy them very much. I got to get back to my project and gardening and raising some stewed tomatoes. I put a little whiskey in there in the gardening. And also remember that the if you want to really relax, always remember this, that the bathtub was invented in 1850, but the telephone invented 1875 by Alexander Graham Bell. So if you would have been born in 1850, you could have been sitting in the bathtub for 25 years without ever having to run to the phone. Thanks for listening, and hope to see you real soon in the future here on Teddy's Media Radio, and we'll have a great time, okay, on this great caper, and hope you enjoy yourself. Take it easy now, and take care of yourself.